Hello, friends. Welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States. During the first hour, we have a wonderful pre-recorded interview with Alexis Soros and Michiko Hayashi of the Emoto Peace Project in coming to us on a pre-record from Rio de Janeiro in Brazil in South America. We have another fascinating second part of that, which will be playing here shortly on the second hour. And I just want to welcome you all to the program. I know that with your help and everyone's help, we can make this world a much better and much happier place. The thing I wanted to tell you about is that tomorrow, on Saturday, I will be at the wonderful Northwest Women's Conference in the Quest Stadium next to the International District in downtown Seattle. If you're going to that, or if you'd like to stop by, please come by. I'll be sharing a booth with the wonderful radio host, Donna Sebo. I can't remember the exact number. It's either 305 or 315, but please come by and say hello. I'll be giving some psychic readings then and also passing out information about this radio program. And I also plan to do some planning for our next Galactic Wisdom Conference. We just had one conference on March 6, 7, and 8 at the end of Gig Harbor, Washington. It was a huge success. So we're going to be planning a second one on March 4, 5, and 6 in the Seattle area. And if you'd like to help out, please stop by the booth. I'd love your comments and suggestions. Also, tomorrow on Sunday at 12 noon, I will be doing a water ceremony in the honor of Dr. Masaru Emoto, and also doing some spiritual prayers at the north end of Green Lake. I will discuss this further when give you some more details at the end of the second segment. So, Eric, if you like, go ahead and play the second segment, and I'll be back at the end of this hour with some more important messages. And please stay tuned just for a second while we get the second part on.
Well, there's something important I want to share with you. In April of 2014, I had one of the world's best astrologers, most interesting astrologers on, named Susan Miller from New York City. And she said that this time, beginning about that time, a little later that summer, lasting in for the rest of this decade, would be a time of truth and openness, where so many things would you'd find out the real truth regarding governments, regarding the economy, regarding your own personal relationships, and those things which are meant to be would become even more true, and those things which were based on falsity. Or based on lies or part truths would fall by the wayside. And I think we're seeing this now. And perhaps that relates to your situation too, Alexia, in Brazil, where people are finding out the truth, perhaps, of the government. Is that, do you think that's part of it for the people's agitation as to what's going
definitely,
on now?
Definitely, definitely. Okay. I think that, you know, there has been like corruption that is being installed in all the institutions and in the huge companies that are government owned. And, you know, this corruption has been so evil and has been deviating money that should be used to help people in terms of health and education. And, you know, there's so much need in this country for development in those kind of bases. And all of a sudden we start hearing about not only millions, but billions of dollars being sent abroad, you know, across frontiers to banks in Switzerland and whatever, while we see people dying here of, you know, poor health care and hunger, whatever it is. And so that's so unfair. That's so not human. And that's so dishonest of these people. So you're absolutely right. I think now is the time that all this dirt is coming up to the surface to be seen. And I tend to think that whenever we shed light on something, you will see darkness come up because, you know, the more light we put into something, we're able to see what was laying behind things. And I think it's a necessary transition that we're going through.
Oh, sure, sure. But you have to remember, too, that the white light is always stronger than the dark, even though things get tough and you kind of wonder whether, the white light will make it. But in history, the white light has always won out long term over darkness.
Yes, definitely, definitely. I totally believe that. Mm-hmm. And I also believe that we go through cycles on this planet. And we are about to see the end of the this darkness age, and now we're going into a new age of light.
Light.
And that's beautiful, right? Because we chose to be born in the planet at this point in time.
That's
and I
true.
Think if we chose that, that means that we want to be participants in the whole process of creating a new earth. So mm-hmm. we have a big, big job, but, you know, it's a beautiful responsibility as well to create the new earth.
Well, absolutely. And I think that all of us have a beautiful soul purpose to do on this planet. People sometimes lose their directions and they wonder what the meaning of life is. But I think we all have a particular purpose, and we're all sparks of the Supreme Creator too, of God. Each of us,
that's right.
Yes,
that's
you know,
right.
each of
yes.
us are individuals, but
part
yet we all
part
have a part to play.
Mm-hmm,
matter,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
even if we don't think, you know, that's one thing. I for people that need spiritual direction or who need help in that area, feel free to send me an email, and I give free help to people or like to help people out. At my email address is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I know that your work too is so important for teaching people, you know, for the new age. One thing I wanted to ask you both, this is very important, in people's own personal lives, when they're faced with a difficulty, and let's say they're faced with a difficult situation, or that somebody who is not as perhaps spiritually advanced as you are, and they're arguing, they come up to you in a very nasty matter, do you drop down to their level, or do you treat them with lots of love and light and take the high road? Just curious to see your advice on that.
I am, well, this today, as I gave my presentation, I told everyone that that anger is a really bad, negative vibration, destructive energy. So try to be always happy. And when someone is angry, just keep the distance a little bit. When he's not angry anymore, then with smile, talk with them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I usually try to do. I do not deal with those people who are really angry.
Ted, if I may share a little bit with your audience
yes.
right now
yes.
of something that I have learned. As I mentioned to you, I lived in Hawaii, and Hawaii is very dear to my heart. And one thing I learned from the Hawaiian kahunas, you know, the big ancient healers of the Hawaiian people, they teach this thing, this technique called Ho'oponopono. I don't know if you have heard of that before.
I've heard of it. I've heard of it from the Moto Peace Project, but please explain.
Right.
Love to hear more.
Yes. So I personally use Ho'oponopono a lot in my daily life, really. Mm-hmm. And it has changed my life completely because it's about forgiveness. It's about understanding that we are all one. At the end of the day, we are all connected. And again, that's being proven by quantum physics right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what Ho'oponopono does is it says to the person, when there is a conflict with any kind of person or any situation that you come across, let's say that somebody says something and that really hurts your feelings. Let's say that, you know, those words that were stated by that particular person hurt your feelings. What Ho'oponopono says is that, you know, whenever we are in the space of anybody and we go through a certain circumstance, that means we have something to do with that.
Right.
So, you know, if the person was mean to me, even if I didn't do anything, let's say that I was sitting there doing nothing and somebody was just mean to me, that means if I am in the space of that person, I need to be able to work with that energy, to clean that energy, because what the Ho'oponopono technique says is that we have memories. We share memories with people all over the world. We share consciousness. The
True.
Collective consciousness
True.
Is something that we share. And we have memories that are activated all the time. So if somebody is mean to us, even if we think and we feel like we didn't do anything, there is something in our energy that caused that person to be aggressive with us or towards us. So what I learned from this is that whenever that happens, we can simply send a lot of love to that person instead of reacting, instead of being violent, and instead of, you know, going down to the same level of that person, like you mentioned when you first asked the question. what Ho'oponopono teaches is that we need to send a lot of love, a lot of compassion towards that person. And not only that, but take responsibility for what happened.
True.
And ask the higher energy of God to clean and, you know, transmute and dissolve any energy that we have or any memory that we have, that we share in common with that person that was aggressive towards us, mm-hmm. so that we can clean that energy in a very deep level. And what is so beautiful about that is that when you take a step back and you don't react and you're not aggressive towards that individual, but rather you start praying and sending love to that person and you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I thank you and I love you. Those are the words, the phrases that are used in Ho'oponopono to clean the energy. Then it's like you're acting, you're actively being a channel to clean the energy of the planet, the negative energy.
Of that person and our energy.
Yes, when you take that, whatever happened to that person that caused them to be aggressive, and you take responsibility for that, and you start creating this loving environment, you are helping to heal that person in you. And so you get healed, the person heals, and the entire population of the earth that has the same memory connected, they will benefit from that as well. So that is something I think is very powerful.
Well, I have to tell you, though, for people who've been used to, like, reacting tit for tat, you know, if somebody eye for an eye kind of ethic, it's difficult sometimes for people to move to that. But it's a far better way to handle problems, I think, than reacting at the same lower vibration than they mm-hmm. are. And I have to think of two different people, of course, who practiced this. This is the Dalai Lama and Mahatma Gandhi back in the last century. Mahatma Gandhi, of course, fought for the independence of India, and he did it against the British by practicing passive resistance. He never
nonviolence. Yes.
Nonviolence, absolutely. And Martin Luther King was the same way. He practiced mm-hmm. nonviolence for right. for his wonderful work in civil rights, and then also to the Dalai Lama. I used to live in India back in the late 80s and 90s, and I always used to enjoy listening to the Dalai Lama and when he was speaking, and also his writings, because even though the Chinese have tried to obliterate Tibetan culture, the Dalai Lama, and still today, I think, sends them lots of love and light, and he takes the high road, which I think is much preferable than advocating any kind of violent solutions.
Yeah,
I agree.
Violence
I agree.
Generates violence, and
right.
that's not the way to go, you know?
That's right.
It amplifies. The worst thing is it amplifies. So we do not want to be in that level. We want to be in a higher level. And send love and gratitude. And as Alexia said, Ho'oponopono is really good, because that's why Dr. Emoto always said when he was offering the prayer to water, he first says, water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you.
He used Ho'oponopono
yeah,
all the time.
Right.
Could you please repeat that slowly for my many listeners around the world who might like to do a water ceremony wherever they are, please?
Yeah, okay. Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you. We repeat it 3 times.
Nice. Nice. And from
Dr. We were asking water to forgive us, because we treated them so badly,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and polluted them, ignored them. So we asked water for forgiveness, and then for water to forgive us, because water forgived us. So we say thank you, water, and we love you, water. We will take care of you from now on.
Nice. And from my member from. From the books that I've read about Dr. Emoto and his wonderful research, that when you say that prayer, the molecular level structure of the water on the microscopic level changes to these beautiful
right.
water crystals, and And is it, it's true to say that polluted areas, when you do that water ceremony, actually clean up. Is that right?
That's right.
Fascinating.
That's right. That's
fascinating.
Completely right. Yes.
And
absolutely right.
And your office, Michiko, you've used this technique, I'm sure, with Fukushima and also the Gulf of Mexico as well.
Wow. We did too. I think it would be really nice if we keep doing that with everyone, because the collective consciousness is even bigger and it multiplies. So as the more people, the stronger energy it affects water. So it's important for us to keep doing it with more and more people.
Yeah, and I think maybe, Michiko, and you help me understand this, but I think with Fukushima, the issue is because the radiation is still ongoing.
Still, right.
You know, we're praying, but if the thing is still happening, we need to keep praying the same rate of the radiation expanding so that we can help people.
That's
too.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
I'm not criticizing the Japanese government, but I do find it interesting that they've made, as far as I know, there's been nothing in our press here about any initiatives made to clean up Fukushima. There's 85,000 gallons of highly radioactive water being dumped into the Pacific every day. But as Ambassador Trellian is reminding me now from the Galactic Alliance, the Alliance stepped in last year and cleaned up just about all the Pacific, took all the radiation out.
Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that sweet of them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just full of love.
Absolutely.
They're helping all the people on Earth. I mean, they're helping Earth with their love. It's just their love.
Well, I want to back up a little bit. The Galactic Alliance is it's an alliance of 435 million planets in this one-third part of the Milky Way galaxy, comprising of approximately 7 trillion entities, mostly human, not all, but mostly human, all benevolent, all highly spiritually advanced and technologically advanced. We're talking tens of thousands of years ahead of us. They look like just like us. Their longevity is about 1,000 years. They average between 1,000 to 3,000. They have no subconscious because the subconscious, I've been told, has been created on this planet so people can be subtly influenced to do things that they shouldn't. But they came in last year and cleaned up the Pacific, and that's significant because since 2011, when Fukushima happened, there was a huge amount of radioactive water coming from Fukushima right to the West Coast, and it had a bullseye for the coast of Washington. And so what I did, because our federal government had shut down all the radiation monitoring stations, a year ago I started collecting seawater samples, and I was astounded to find out that all the radiation was gone, completely gone. There was only a little bit of what's called K40, radioactive potassium, but that was left over from the atomic bomb tests in the 50s. That's still there, but the rest of it was completely gone. So then I met my friend Scott Lemriel, and he put me in contact with the Ambassador Trellian of the Galactic Alliance, and he said that they had cleaned it all up. The entire Pacific was cleaned up. Now, there is some radiation going into the Pacific now from still Fukushima, but, you know, by all rights, the accident, the four nuclear reactors which imploded at Fukushima, to be honest, Michiko and Alexia, they should have wiped out much of the population in Japan by now, but they're not, because the Alliance has stepped in and cleaned up much of it.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they don't want us to commit suicide, but you have to remember the long-term goals of the reptilians and the grays is to eliminate 95% of the population on this planet.
Because I know that the Fukushima nuclear plant accident was much worse than Chernobyl.
Much worse.
You know what? Right after, I don't know whether I should be saying this or not. Right, the next day that accident occurred, the one of the governor in Japan who was standing, I don't know what to call him, but anyway, he was talking about, he was always reporting what was going on with Fukushima nuclear plant. He was about in early 40s in his age, I think. He had his family. He had wife and small children, about age of 1 to 3, probably. And then what he did was he evacuated them. He told his family to go to Singapore or somewhere to live mm-hmm. immediately. So his family left Japan immediately after the nuclear accident happened, exploded. And then on TV, but he was telling everyone in Japan that not to worry about the explosion because it's not as bad as we all think, and it's not going to affect you immediately. So and it's not gonna affect you immediately. I mean, radiation is not going to affect you immediately, but in 3, 5 years, 10 years, all the children will start having the cancer.
That's right.
And problems. That's right. You know.
That's right. That's right.
And he told his family
to live
in Singapore.
Wow.
And telling the citizen citizen of Japan not to worry about it.
I want to share something very interesting with you. I had one of the world's most famous remote viewers on here. It was last year, actually. It was Major Ed Dames. Wonderful guy. He had said at the program, this is just before the Galactic Alliance had stepped in. He said in, I think it was March or April of 2014 on my show. And you can, for those listening, you're welcome to listen to any of the old interviews I have at www.outofthisworld1150.com and just look up for March or April of last year, and you'll have a interview with him. Interesting, very interesting, wonderful guy. At any rate, Major Dame said that the plume of radiation coming from Fukushima contained 10 times more radiation than all the bombs dropped since World War II, and that it would potentially could wipe out much of the population on the West Coast. Well, shortly thereafter, the Galactic Alliance steps in, cleans the whole Pacific up, and everything's fine. I mean, we're getting a little radiation now, but it's largely fine now. And so they're not going to let us literally commit suicide. Mm-hmm. But I want people, my many listeners around the world and of course, across North America, to know that that we do have friends in high places. They're not going to let us commit suicide.
We should all be appreciating them, sending them much gratitude to them. It's being aware of that, the fact that they're really trying to help us, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's full of love.
And you have to ask yourself, I'm not criticizing major media, but you kind of have to wonder when they run all these stories about the Hollywood, you know, actors and actresses, what they're up to next. Why aren't they covering important stories like this, which is it's nothing, absolutely nothing. And Fukushima's disappeared from the headlines. The act doesn't exist anymore. It's still there. I believe it's still pumping in all this radioactive waste into the Pacific, but much of it now is being cleaned up.
Wow.
And I think that's
good news for us.
Absolutely. And that's part of the, Michiko, what you mentioned earlier about how you and Dr. Moto had talked about having a good news channel. Mm-hmm. I think that's newsworthy. I think that's more newsworthy than what the latest Hollywood actor has been doing with their love life. I really do. Absolutely. Who cares who dates who? I mean, I don't care. I'd rather hear about good news about the radiation that's all cleaned up by our friends from out of town. I think that's newsworthy.
Of course. You're so right.
Well, maybe we can start with the good news then. I just gave up several years ago because it was getting too difficult to obtain, get the good information. I didn't know what to do with that. So I just had to stop it. But I would love to start it again if I can get all the good information. I mean, anything to make people feel happy. You know, the old man or little kid was helping old man carry a heavy stuff.
Of course.
Small thing,
that's
you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And taking the hand of the old people, you know.
You know, I think the issue with this is that unfortunately, people on this planet are still resonating on the drama energy level. Mm-hmm. And that's why they love all the drama. So, there is a disaster, something exploded, or somebody killed another person, and the broader
they resonate
the better.
With those.
Right, but we need to find a way, and I don't have the answer, really, but we need to find a way to tell the good news in a way that will generate interest, that will get people's attention. And that's probably going to be our toughest challenge, just to find a way to make it work in the right way.
Well, the reason my radio show is, I think, so successful in the Seattle area and also worldwide, it's the fastest growing spiritual and metaphysical radio program in the world now with listeners in over 60 countries, is that I do emphasize positive messages for my audience. And people want to hear that. They're tired of the negativity.
Well, that's great to hear, Ted, because I wasn't really sure if this would take off in the sense that I still see so much of, you know, the world focused on the bad stuff. But I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Well, I've been in touch with the other side now for about 21 years, and I'm able to do remote viewing and see into the future. And I see our future is very, very bright. Just have to keep your eye on the ball. And I'm not saying that it's going to be without challenges, because we do have a lot of challenges. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is that we have a wonderful golden age ahead of us for not only us, but our children and their children's children and their children's children's children.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Absolutely. And I wouldn't be doing this program if I didn't believe in that. And for those of you who are discouraged about the world events, don't be. Probably one of the first things you could do is simply turn off your television.
Right. That's true. I mean, if I don't watch TV, if I don't watch any news or
bad news,
meaningless TV programs, I am just happy and peace, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't want to criticize TV too much because I think it does function as an important educational tool for people. But it's just that when the major news outlets focus so much on negative things, they forget that we have a very bright future and there's a lot of good things happening that I don't think they cover. They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's
true.
I was talking to a local television producer out here in the Seattle area. For privacy, I'm not going to mention who I was speaking with, but he told me, he said, look, Ted, you know, if there's a car crash on the local freeway, Interstate 5, we'll cover that first. Because that's what brings up our ratings. And I started to politely argue with him, and he said, "No, that's what we focus in on." And I said, "Okay, have a good day." But that's what they, you know, that's what they focus in on. You know, they'd rather focus in on that. I was trying to get some coverage for my Galactic Wisdom Conference, and the wonderful things happened. You know, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the conference. Is that we had a healer there on Saturday night named Jerry Wills. Now Jerry is a little over 7 feet tall. He's he says he was brought here when he was 5 years old from a star system called Tau Ceta, which is 20 light years away. Mm-hmm. He's human, but he's very highly advanced, and he has these wonderful healing techniques. And during our free healing session on Saturday night, there was one lady who was legally blind, and so after the session, she wrote me this email saying that she had her eyesight restored, so she's no longer legally blind by him.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, there's more, too. There was another lady who was crippled, been crippled for decades from Salem, Oregon. And she had not been able to walk for many years. And Jerry was able, I'm not making this up, I saw it myself, he was able to restore her movement in her legs, so she was dancing and prancing around the conference. Because I saw her, here's this elderly lady, she must have been in her early 70s, running around the conference like a spring chicken. And I said, well, what happened to her? And somebody said that she'd been healed, she no longer was a crippled. And she came in on a walker, and she got rid of she didn't need the walker, she threw the walker away afterwards. And I thought, wow, that's just so incredible. And this is part of a free healing session we had at the conference. Now I'm going to be having...
So you saw her.
I saw her, and I saw it happen. And I said to myself, wow, this is amazing.
Wow,
and
that's
so
amazing.
I'm going to be having another Galactic of Wisdom conference. And I hope to have Jerry there next year. I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, because of the rain. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Okay. Yeah. Mitch, yes. We're having a real strong heavy rain right here.
Okay. Okay. We've got a little time left. I just wanted to finish this up. That I'll be having another Galactic Wisdom Conference next year on March 4, 5, and 6. The venue is yet to be decided, but for more information, please go to my website at www.outofthisworld1150.com. or to our Galactic Wisdom Conference website at galacticwisdomconference.com, and all are welcome there. So we had some miracles performed at our last conference, and I want to repeat the performance and have an even better one a year from now.
Wow, so what? That's wonderful. So you're going to do another event next year.
Next year, and probably, oh, probably in the Seattle area. Mm-hmm. I will also, for those listening, I will be at the Northwest Women's event this coming weekend at the Kingdome or the Quest Stadium next to the International District in downtown Seattle. I'll be in with Donna Sebo. I believe it's either booth 305 or 315. I'll be doing psychic readings then and also passing out information about my conference and also my radio program. So for those attending the Northwest Women's exhibition this weekend, please come by and see me. It would be lovely. It would be wonderful to meet you, and always like to meet my listeners. Michiko and Alexa, we've got some time left, about probably 15, 20 minutes left. And are there any other areas you'd like to talk about today?
Well, probably about children. I just had a lot of fun with many children in Lima and also in São Paulo. And, you know, they just have fun with this message from water, playing with music. We just sing songs because we just tell them that water loves good music, mm-hmm. not heavy metal or not ugly music, but water loves good music, so they sing a song. Then they start to sing songs together, and they learn so quickly, just like Dr. Emoto said, that they're so pure, so they learn the important message so quickly. So it's much easier, it's faster to teach children about message from water than trying to tell adults the importance of water. So the children will just bring peace on earth so quickly, you know?
Nice.
For me, it has been such an amazing experience as well, just like Michiko is explaining. You know, I don't usually have a lot of contact with children because I'm married, but I don't have any children. And it's been such an honor and a pleasure to be working with Michiko these days, because we went over to these schools and it's just so incredible to see, like she said, how pure and how beautiful and how giving these children are. They have no emotional barriers. They have no prejudice. They have nothing. They just come up to you and they give you a hug like they have known you for years.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, it seems to me like it would be so wonderful if we adults, if we could be the same way. I mean, what would stop us from wanting to hug a person that we call a stranger? I mean, you know, that's how children are. They run up to you with all their hearts and they hug you. It's so beautiful.
Isn't that nice?
You know, another thing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Please, go ahead.
No, another thing I told children during my session was that because water really remembers what you see, what you hear, what you say. So you really don't want to see anything ugly or any negative, like TV, ugly TV programs, or you don't really want to listen to ugly music, or you don't really want to say anything ugly to people, because we are water itself. And by saying or by seeing those ugly negative TV programs, you know, our body becomes really ugly because our water becomes very sad that we are seeing, watching them, because we're hearing such negative music or whatever we hear. So I said, well, you remember that you don't want to watch any ugly or bad TV program. Mm-hmm. You don't want to listen to any ugly music, but just let's try to listen to something nice, something good, something pleasant, and let's sing a really nice song and say, when you take a shower, let's say, I love you, water. I care about you, water.
Thank you, water.
Thank you, water. Thank you, water. They would sing it together. They would take a shower singing that. They would wash hands singing those music. So, I mean, they're so fast, so pure, so quick. And I was just impressed with that.
Yeah. One of the things that I'd like to help start, I've been working on this now for several months, is a Moto Peace Project children's initiative for the United States, starting with Washington State, then Oregon, then California, and then moving across the United States and Canada. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things. I was busy with my conference up until last weekend, but now that the conference is over, I can focus on other things. So that's my next thing I'll be working on. And I'm so grateful, Michiko and Alexa, for your wonderful work in educating children about the value of love and gratitude.
Well, thank you so much for helping us and promoting this Moto Peace Project. And you just don't know how much I appreciate you, and just so grateful for your support. And I know that so many people are listening to this program around the world. And just know that, please know that I will be anywhere, everywhere if I'm asked to come. I'll be happy to be there, be with people, be with children, to talk about Message from Water anywhere around the world.
Nice.
This is what Dr. Emoto used to do, and I would like to do the same thing on behalf of him.
Ambassador Torellian just asked me if you'd willing be interested in going off-planet as well.
Oh, I would be happy to!
We get into a portal into a different dimension.
I would be happy to be on a ship and go outside the planet Earth.
Okay, fine,
well,
fine.
Ted, I also wanted to say thank you in the sense that, you know, I think you're doing an amazing service to humanity. It is people like yourself that we need to have around. We need to multiply people like you.
That's right.
And basically to say thank also you. That, you know, in my opinion, from my standpoint, I think one of the most important things about this work with Dr. Emoto is to be able to have people that are listening to us now multiply what they are learning with the people around them. So it could be immediate family members or friends or people that they work with, you know, wherever they are. If they can just share with their friends and relatives about the importance of our feelings, our thoughts, and our words, and how this can really be harmful. It can destroy energy so quickly if we're not careful, if we don't pay attention, if we're not conscious of what we say and what we do. This, again, will really help create a better world. So we need to be able to count on people all over the world. The more people, the better, to really create this change. So I think your program, your show is really amazing in terms of helping us multiply that. Mm-hmm. So let's be a team, and you can count on me too in Brazil whenever you want to come here.
You'll be
my guest, and it'll be wonderful to have you.
Well, thank you.
You have a room, one extra room at Malexia's house.
Well, thank you.
Beautiful Rio, beautiful. It's really beautiful. A lot of green, just forest is wonderful. You see a lot of water, beautiful lake, beautiful ocean. It's just a wonderful place.
I'm so happy
I'm here.
Isn't there a famous isn't there on top of a mountain in Rio? There's a statue of Christ. Is that right?
The Christ, the Redeemer. Exactly right.
And, oh, that's so beautiful.
The Christ is amazing, and I mean, we can see the Christ, right? I live underneath the Christ, so I can say that I'm under the temple of Christ.
Oh my goodness.
It's so incredible. You know, the Christ in Brazil, in Rio de Janeiro, was elected as the 8th wonder of the world. So it's not something too simple. It's very important.
I've seen pictures of that statue in Rio, and the pictures are just breathtaking, breathtakingly beautiful.
Yes.
So beautiful.
Well, I'm gonna have to see it tomorrow.
It's incredible. It's one of the wonders of the world. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. One of the things that my wonderful foster mother used to tell me, she was a master psychic who used to help police departments in the Seattle area find, she used to help them solve criminal cases. actually, and find missing and lost children. She said, thoughts are things in the fifth dimension. And I think as we spiritually advance during this decade into the next one and into the future, we have to be very careful of our thoughts, because if you keep them positive, then good things will happen, because the thoughts that you have in the fifth dimension always takes precedence and can materialize in the third. So you have to be, it takes some discipline to do that. But once you do that, you'll find you'll improve your life and live a much happier life.
You are so right. And as we move faster and faster towards the fifth dimension, I think, you know, these things are going to materialize even in a faster way. So we have to really, really be careful.
That's right. That's right. Michiko, there's two things I wanted to ask you. Got a few minutes here. For people who'd like to support your efforts and Alexis' efforts, is there a website they can go to or contact information?
Yes, I created a new website of Emotive Peace Project. I'm so happy to say this.
Good.
It's www.emotivepeaceproject.net.
Okay, wonderful.
Wonderful.
And Alexa, for your efforts, from my listeners in Rio who'd like to help out with your efforts?
Yes, like we said, we're going to be doing these presentations tomorrow and on Friday. So if listeners in Brazil want to join us or, you know, learn more about these events, they can go into that website that we talked about before, which is www.inspireproducoesinspireproducoes.com.br. And also, we'll be creating like a fund in Brazil for Brazilians who would like to donate, but that is still to be announced in the future because we are working. I'm very happy the same way, Ted, that you are organizing this Emotive Peace Foundation in the United States. I'm very, very happy that Michiko and I were talking here, and we'd like to do the same thing for Brazil in order to make it easier for people that are in this region to be able to participate and, you know, help build a better world with their contribution as well. So as soon as we have more information on that, we will let you know as well.
Wonderful. Yes, I'd like to help with that effort as well.
Ted?
Yes?
I wanted to say, okay, www.emotopeaceproject.net. Emoto is spelled E-M-O-T-O.
Thank you.
E-M-O-T-O. peaceproject.net.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to wrap up today's wonderful interview with a water ceremony. And so for people around the world, no matter where you are, if you have especially if you have a body of water, for example, if you're on the Gulf of Mexico in the United States, or you're listening from the Fukushima area of Japan, or perhaps you're living on an on the Thames in London, for example, which I believe is the water's maybe not the greatest water quality, probably gets polluted like other places in the world. And you would like to help the water clean up? You could do a ceremony. It's very simple. And Michiko, I want you to go ahead and repeat that for listeners.
Water, we are sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you.
Okay, let's do it two more times.
We repeat it three times.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you. Water, we're sorry. Water, please forgive us. Water, we thank you. Water, we love you.
I have to tell you.
We offer prayer.
Wonderful. I just want to tell you that there's a beam of light that just hit me, and this whole studio just lit up as you said that. Oh. So I know it's working. I know it's working, just like we did with Dr. Emoto's intention experiment last July.
Oh, great. Wonderful. So happy to hear that.
Absolutely.
And Ted, before we forget, I just remember that, you know, this coming up Sunday on the 22nd, is a Global Water Day, and there will be a huge event everywhere in the world. There's people organizing events in their own cities and, you know, gathering with friends. And I'm so lucky to have Michiko here with me in Rio. So we've decided to create an event, and that is definitely something that your audience, your listeners from Brazil, from Rio, can come and join us. It's going to be a completely free, open event to the public.
Yeah, please tell where and what time.
We're going to do it at the big lake. There is a big, beautiful lake in Rio where actually Dr. Emoto made a water ceremony with us when I brought him to Brazil last time. And it's going to be in front of an Arabic restaurant at this lake. And we're going to be offering prayers to water, doing this global water ceremony. So
what time?
It's going to be at 4 o'clock p.m. I'm also going to update the website very soon about all the information because, again, this was something we decided to do in the last moment because Michiko is here, and it's going to be Global Water Day on Sunday the 22nd. So everyone is invited.
Wonderful. And for my listeners in Rio de Janeiro, please, please attend their wonderful event. And I've decided spontaneously to have my own water ceremony as well.
Oh, wonderful.
I have to meditate. I'll let the spirits guide me as to where to do it, but I'll do it on Sunday as well. And if you're doing it at 4 p.m. Brazil time, that's 12 noon here on the Pacific Coast in Seattle. So I'll synchronize.
Let's do it at the same time.
Let's do it at the same time. So,
That's great.
That's wonderful. Let's do it at the same time.
All right. Okay. I'll announce details on the air.
Connected with each other and with everyone who's doing that at the same time. Wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And so... today it'll be 12 noon on the Pacific Coast in San Francisco and Los Angeles and Vancouver, British Columbia. For those living in Europe, in Central European time, the time would be 8 p.m. In Brazil, it would be 4 p.m. In New York City, it would be 3 p.m. In Chicago, that would be 2 p.m. And let's do it worldwide. I think that would be really fun to do. Wonderful to do.
Wonderful. Let's
okay.
do it.
Wow, that was very impressive, Ted, that you're coming up with all those times around the world.
Hey, this is not coming from me so much as Dr. Emoto feeding me wonderful ideas on what to do.
Oh,
so.
He appreciates you so much. And he will be with all of us leading this ceremony.
Definitely.
Okay.
He's doing this.
Okay, wonderful. 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 Well... Well, I hope I wish you so much love and light for both of you for your wonderful work, and thank you again so much, Michiko and Alexa, for coming on today for the radio show.
Well, thank you so much for inviting us for the radio show, and it's been wonderful being able to talk about Emoto Peace Project and what I've been doing since I came to South America. And my trip has not been finished yet. I will still yet have 2 more weeks to go. But I enjoy doing this, and I would like to thank you so much to all the organizers who have helped me and brought me here to this South America. And thank you so much to Ted once again for inviting us here again.
My pleasure. You have an important...
Ted,
my pleasure.
Please. Tell Dr. Emoto that we are so excited to have had this contact with him, and we hope that he keeps guiding us throughout the whole process and, you know, may us be the perfect channel that he needs for us to multiply this love and gratitude world work throughout the entire world.
My pleasure. He says to think of me like a telephone. Anytime you want to reach him, just give me a call and I'll put you through.
That's wonderful.
So no problem.
Well, thank you. Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ted. You have a great day.
You too, my friends. And he's saying now, arigato, which means in Japanese, thank you.
Yeah. Arigato.
Arigato.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, my friends. Bye-bye, Michiko. Bye-bye, Alexa.
Bye, Ted. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Hi. Hello, this is Ted calling in the studio here at KKNW on 1150 AM. That was a wonderful interview that I pre-recorded 2 days ago with Michiko Hayashi and Alexa Soros of the wonderful Emoto Peace Project by telephone, by Skype, actually, in Rio de Janeiro, in Brazil, and in South America. And on that note, I'd like to say that I will be having a water prayer at 12 noon Seattle time at the north end of Green Lake Park on Sunday. Believe that's March 22nd. And for those who'd like to do a dedication to Green Lake and to the water around Puget Sound in Washington here, please come. There's no charge at all, and I'll be leading a spiritual prayer given to me by the Emoto Peace Project and Dr. Emoto to sanctify the water in Green Lake. Also, too, if you are listening now and you're in another part of the world, let's say you're in London or Paris or Zurich,
or Sydney, Australia, or Tokyo, Japan. I urge you also to have, if you have time, to please have a water ceremony where you are, too, at the same time. 12 noon Seattle time is 4 p.m., of course, in Brazil, and the people from the wonderful Moto Peace Project will be having a water ceremony on the Atlantic Ocean, just in Rio de Janeiro at that same time. There's a four-hour time difference between Seattle and Rio. If you're in New York City, I urge you to do it at 3 o'clock, Chicago, 2 p.m. on Sunday. I believe in Tokyo, it's going to be, it's about 18-hour time difference. It'll be early in the morning at 6 a.m. The other thing I wanted to say is that, I mentioned this earlier, I will be at the Northwest Women's Wonderful Conference at the Questfield Stadium next to the International District in Seattle. If you are in the area, please stop by. I would really enjoy meeting you. I'll be, I can't remember the booth number, it's either booth 305 or 315 with the wonderful talk show host Donna Sebo, who has her own radio show. She's a great radio show host and a good friend, and I'm looking forward to joining her on Saturday, tomorrow. The other thing, too, is that the show is supported by donations, and if you'd like to donate to the show, any amount would be really appreciated. You simply go to our website at www.outofthisworld1150.com, and the upper right-hand corner is a little donate button by PayPal, and we really appreciate your help. The other thing is that I was contacted recently by a Hollywood film producer who's casting for a major television series on one of the major networks in Hollywood. He's looking for someone who's had past life experiences within a family, who knows their past lives and can talk about it on air. If you're interested in participating in this series, it's going to be a television series, please contact me at my email at outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me on my toll-free number at 1-888-879-8339. And I'll be happy to put you in touch with him. He will be flying up from Hollywood a week from tomorrow on March 28th, and he will be interested in meeting people then. So if you are interested in participating in this real-life television series being filmed in Hollywood, please get a hold of me, and I'll put you in touch directly with the director. He'll be, again, coming up to Seattle from Hollywood a week from tomorrow. We have just a few seconds left, and I hope you all enjoyed that wonderful interview with Michiko Hayashi and Alexa Soares in Brazil. One of the main points from that was that I think if we work together, we can create a much better and far happier planet than we now have. And with that, my friends, we'll be on the air again a week from today with some more Out of This World programming. And I hope you have a wonderful day, and please stop by the Northwest Women's Conference tomorrow to see me, or on Sunday at Green Lake, at the north end of the Green Lake Park at 12 noon. Have a wonderful weekend, friends. Bye-bye.